This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Hello, people. Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing? This is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anioji, and I have come again this week with another amazing episode for you guys. Today, we want to look at your health. Remember, this is a show that inspires, informs, educates, and spurs you to cultivate the skills you need to achieve your desired goals. And of course, we always bring someone, a specialist, an expert, someone who knows his job, right? So today I have a medical doctor on the show. And of course, we'll be looking into issues and things that concern your health. How do you care for your kidney? All right, before we go into the conversation of today, this episode is brought to you in partnership with Health Tracker. Okay? All right. So, Dr. Ochuko is with me on the show. She's going to take us through the topic. But first of all, she will also tell us who Health Tracker is. Okay, Health Tracker is not a person. Okay. But she's going to tell us what Health Tracker is all about. And who will take it on from there. Welcome, Dr. Ochuko. Thank you so much for joining me.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, everybody. I am Dr. Ochuko, as she said. I am a medical doctor working with Health Tracker. And a little about Health Tracker. So, Health Tracker is a digital health platform. It's focused on making healthcare easily accessible to the Nigerian. Mm-hmm. That basically you can access healthcare even from the comfort of your homes. Mm-hmm. So basically what that means is that a lot of times people have a lot of barriers to accessing healthcare, knowing that we don't have enough government hospitals, and sometimes you go there, you have to queue, you're given a doctor's appointment to come back in 2 weeks, and all that. Sometimes it's stressful and new, the whole environment. So a lot of people have been discouraged and they avoid health institutions, and because of that it can cause very, very disastrous effects later on with the health, right? Mm-hmm. So what Health Tracker does is to try to make sure it bridges that gap, it kind of breaks the barriers and the obstacles that people have to accessing healthcare. So what that means, you have a smartphone, you're having XYZ issues, you just pick up your phone and go to our website, you can chat us up on WhatsApp there, state your complaints, and somebody will attend to you to tell you the tests you need to do. And then when you book the test, they come to your house to even collect the test samples, right? You don't have to go to look for the labs around you. They come to your house to take the test samples, and then we send you your results via email, and then you get a free doctor's consultation for each test you book with Health Tracker. And we also have, if you just want a doctor's consultation on its own personally, you're not booking tests, we also have a platform for that where you can book consultations with doctors. Wow. So basically, and then depending on what issues you have, you can even have access to a consultant also virtually. So you literally can have access to everything from your house, even down to the drugs and deliveries. We deliver them to the house. Wow. After your test is done and you've been diagnosed. Yeah.
So it's safe to say that Health Tracker is a digital health platform. Like, you guys are in our homes, really. It's so amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome. Really amazing. And we're in multiple states now. So we started with Lagos, but now we're also in Abuja, we're in Ibadan, we're in Lorin, Benin, Port Harcourt, and Kaduna. And we're still spreading our tentacles, you know, to try to make healthcare reach other places. So by God's grace, very soon we'll be able to cover the whole country. But for now, we'll cover these states that I mentioned. Mm. And yeah, you can access us from our website and from your phones.
Okay. Wow. Awesome. Health Tracker. Okay, so guys, don't worry, listening to the end of this episode, we will talk about Health Tracker the more, okay? So, but let's get into the business of today. All right. Today, we want to look at how to care for the kidney. Or maybe I should personalize it. How do you care for your kidney? Now, this episode is actually personal because I can't remember exactly, but a few months ago, we lost a family friend to kidney issues, right? So this is personal to me. That is why I am excited that I have a professional on the show who will help us understand the food we should eat that will help our kidneys, health precautions to pay attention to, and all of those amazing things she's going to help us understand on the show today. So over to you, Dr. Ochuko. The floor is yours now. How do we care for our kidney?
All right. Thank you very much. So before I start, I'll try my best not to bore you with all the medical jargons, you know,
thank
all
you
the big, big English.
I'll
try my best to make it as simple and as quick as possible. So before you want to know how to take care of something, you need to know how important the particular thing is, right? And what are its functions?
Yeah.
So the kidney is one of the major, if you want to list the top five organs that you should look out for in the body, the kidney is one of them. Mm-hmm. We also have the heart, you know, the liver, many other organs, but the kidney is one of those organs, right? And why it is that is because it has a major part to play in some of the body processes that we need to function, basically. Mm. So, for example, if you lose a finger, you can be fine because you have four other fingers, right?
Yeah.
But there's some certain organs that you don't joke with, and the kidney is one of them. It helps to filter waste products in the body, that's toxins. Mm-hmm. So, meaning without your kidneys, your body can be filled up with toxins, poison, basically. And for everything that we eat, even down to our foods, and there are certain little elements that are poisonous to the body. They're called toxins. Mm-hmm. Yes, they will make you break down. And that is because the kidney is functioning, right? So the kidney takes them out and you excrete them. You can excrete them through your urine. They filter the blood and different things. They filter the blood. They work directly with the liver and the heart, right?
Yeah.
And anyway, as I said, I don't want to go into too much detail about the pathophysiology of the kidney, but let's just say it regulates your waste products, right, and reduces waste products in the body. It helps to remove excess water in the body and also helps to compensate when there is not enough water by reducing the way it excretes water.
Mm.
So it's so that it does that, right? It also manages the pH of the body, your salt and your potassium levels. Also produces hormones too. Mm. Right, it produces three major hormones, erythropoietin, renin, and calcitriol, and then it regulates blood pressure. So knowing how important these things are will help us to now understand why we need to take care of the kidney.
Yeah.
So I'm going to break this down by stating things that I will talk about things that stress the kidney so that you know we need to avoid them.
Mm.
And then things that actually make the kidney happy. I'll start with things that make the kidney happy, which is the main topic for today, how to care for your kidney.
Yeah.
So for starters, we have to be very, very watchful of the things we take in. I've seen many times, even when I was younger, I was guilty of that, where I'm very, very thirsty, and so I just grab a bottle of Fanta to drink in traffic, right?
Mm.
That's what an average person does. You just, you know, you buy a cold bottle of Coke when you're thirsty. So what that does to the body is that it makes you more dehydrated in the long run. But people don't know that.
Wow.
So, and it puts a lot of stress on your kidney because your body is asking for water at that point in time. And then you're pumping it with processed sugar and toxins.
Mm.
So that way you are not actually adding the fluid that it needs. Instead, you're giving the kidney more work to start, you know. So it's dealing with dehydration at that point in time. And that has to do with toxins at the same time. So that's one of the things we need to try to avoid. Excess carbonated fizzy drinks, especially when you're thirsty. When you're thirsty, do as your body says. It wants water, give it water.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't use drinks to cure thirst. It's not a healthy practice. Still under water intake. It's also good to know the average amount of water to take. We have different science to different values. So there's always a range, right? There's no fixed amount, but there's a range.
Yeah.
There's what is too low and what is too high. So the average will say for some people, 1.5 liters is enough for them. So I'll give a range of 1.5 to 3 liters, which borders an average of 2 liters, actually, 2 to 2.5 liters. So if we're going to quantify that in a normal 75 cl bottle, that's about 4.5 cl bottles a day.
Wow.
Right. So you can do that. That will give you 3 liters, or you can do 3, but you should always make sure you take a certain amount of water a day. And it's very easy to forget. So it's something you need to pay attention to. Then also, we've also heard some myths about water intake. That some people say, if you drink too much water, you add water weight. Well, yes, if you drink a lot of water, you could feel like heavily bloated at that point in time. But as I said, there are hormones that regulate your water intake, right? So if you feel that taking water is giving you water weight, sometimes it could also be that there's a hormonal imbalance going on at the side. It might not be that it's your kidney's fault. So in that aspect, people shouldn't use that as an excuse not to drink enough water. Please drink enough water every day. Then another thing to help with your kidney is to control your blood sugar. So as I said, kidney filters toxins directly. So it also reacts when there is excess sugar in the blood, because the kidney also filters the blood directly. So when there's issue with the blood and blood vessels, there's issue with kidney. It might not happen immediately, but over time it will wear out the kidney. It's like overusing a generator, and you're not putting in fuel, you're not changing the oil, and you're just overusing it morning, afternoon, night. It's going to break down at some point. So if you're overloading your body with sugar, you're giving your kidney excess work to do within a short period of time, and you're overloading it. So reduce excess sugars, especially processed sugars. Even some certain foods that we don't know, because many people think sugar is only when you take biscuit or meat pie or donuts, but even some foods like rice, taking lots and lots of rice, or people that will do like taking like 4 or 5 wraps of eba, that's blood sugar. It's still broken down to sugar. Or even if you're taking fruits and you see someone that is finishing a whole bunch of bananas, bananas are high in calories and high in sugar. So yes, so just basically controlling your blood sugar levels really helps. And then another thing to do to help your kidney function well is to control your blood pressure. So as I said, the kidney works with the blood vessels directly, filters the blood, and it does this by working directly with the blood vessels. There's a major artery they call renal artery and the renal vein. So basically, almost all the blood in the body goes directly there to the renal vein and artery, and is filtered there. It goes into the renal artery and comes out to the renal vein. So the arteries take all the blood to the kidney, it filters, and then it takes it out. So that is what it does. And if your blood pressure has issues, that means the pressure with which the blood is coming into the kidney will also have issues. So blood pressure is something that needs, that's why many times you see people that are hypertensive, over time they can also come down with kidney issues, because the blood vessels and the kidney work hand in hand. Another thing to note is smoking. You have to quit smoking if you are a serious smoker, or try to reduce it to the barest minimum.
Okay.
Because cigarette smoking affects the kidney too. It's also one of the things that affects the kidney greatly, and something that you should try your best to avoid. As I said, to the barest minimum, if you can handle that, that would really be good to reduce smoking. And then I've mentioned before, dehydration, avoiding dehydration. Keeping healthy too, that's with exercising, because the heart is also another organ that works hand in hand with the kidney.
Okay.
And what connects all these things together is the blood vessels, right? So if your heart is functioning well, your kidney is also functioning well. In fact, there are even some times whereby heart failure that can directly cause kidney damage. All right, so apart from the kidney breaking down, there are other things that that can also affect the kidney, like what they call pyelonephritis and kidney stones. So the three major things that we worry about for kidneys: pyelonephritis, kidney stones, and kidney failure. So all these things I've been talking about are ways to help to prevent your kidney from breaking down and failing. We also need to prevent things like pyelonephritis, which is infection of the kidney. And as I said, the kidney filters water from the body and waste products. So it goes directly to the bladder. So it works hand in hand with the bladder and urination. The kidney works with a lot of organs. So in this case, if you're people that have urinary tract infections that leave them untreated, the infection can backlog and go all the way up to the kidney, causing kidney inflammation, which is what we are calling pyelonephritis. So another way to try to help your kidney stay healthy is to avoid holding your urine excessively. If you have a urinary tract infection, treat as early as possible, do the necessary tests, and complete your antibiotics so that we can prevent infections from going backwards up into the kidney. So that's also another way to help your kidney, to treat urinary tract infections as quickly as possible. And then try to avoid all these over-the-counter drugs, a lot of painkillers, anti-inflammatory. So people take them like on a daily basis, like addiction. Any little thing, paracetamol, any little thing, diclofenac. So if these things are not recommended, and if they're not recommended for you by your doctor, you don't just go over the counter to just be buying and stocking your system with drugs, because as drugs are helpful, they also have toxic effects on the body too, especially if they are not needed. So reducing excess intake of drugs and medications can also help. So basically, these are the summary of the ways that we can help the kidney to function at its optimum best. And one more thing, if you already have some of these pre-existing conditions, you have to put in extra effort for your kidneys. That's hypertension, diabetes, and heart failure and obesity. If you have any of this, you should want to pay more attention to your kidney. Try your best to regulate the blood sugar, the blood pressure, your heart rate, and your weight.
Awesome. Wow. Okay, so are there signs or symptoms that anyone could experience that begins to tell the person, okay, this is kidney issues, it needs attention? Are there signs like that, or do you just come down to the problem without any form of...
Yes.
Okay.
There are signs of kidney issues that you can look out for, depending on the type of kidney problem.
Okay.
So there are some that are very, very common. You can get swellings on your hands and legs. So sometimes when you're having kidney failure, that's because the kidney is not excreting the water the way it should, right?
Okay.
So water is piling up in the tissues of the body, and then you have swellings in your legs, especially early in the morning. If you wake up early in the morning and your feet are like swollen and heavy with water, not like it looks like a bag of water, but you understand, it's just swollen limbs. Yeah, that's one. Sometimes body itching, because as I said, this kidney filters toxins, right? So if the toxins are left in your bloodstream, because meat kidney is not functioning well, so it's not mopping them up, it causes itching all over the body, what we call urticaria, and that's because a particular toxin called urea is being deposited in excess in the blood, so you have like a lot of itching all over your body, your whole body just scratching you. No rashes, nothing. So that's another sign. Sometimes if you are urinating and you see your urine is foaming like as if it's soapy water, that's another sign. Like, that's the sign that there are proteins in the urine. The kidney filters urine, so therefore you shouldn't have proteins seeping into your urine. If your urine is very foamy, it means the kidney is not filtering properly. Then other things that you can have is sometimes back pain. If there's pyelonephritis, you could have back pain, the two sides of your back, your lower back. Sometimes you can have that too. Those are the major things that you can see if that can point to a kidney-related issue.
And once it's still at this stage, it could still be salvaged. I mean, once you begin to notice these signs, is it done, or can there still be something done about it?
Well, it's dicey. It depends on the cause, as I said before. Okay. So, for example, something like pyelonephritis, you're feeling lower back pain. Of course, it can be treated. Once, if you don't ignore it, it's when you leave it for a long period of time, you've been having back pain for months, some people come 2 years after. Then it could have already damaged the kidney beyond repair. So the earlier you show up, the better. However, some certain signs happen when there's already kidney failure, especially when you're having the swelling of the lower limbs. Sometimes that can happen with kidney failure. But sometimes it could just be a mild kidney issue that can be addressed immediately. But what is important is timely intervention, going to the doctor as soon as possible.
Wow. And I think the most amazing way to even detect this thing is just regular checkups, not waiting until there are signs. Just, you know, often checking up and making sure everywhere is in perfect condition, I guess.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Wow. I was also going to say that. We advise general health checkups for every normal person, not just for the kidney. For every regular healthy person, at least twice a year. It's not that expensive. You just go and you highlight your kidney function tests, your liver function tests, and all that. So if there's an issue, you'd already begin to see it in those test results. So even if you're not having physical signs, your test results would already show that, oh, something is going on here, and you address it early and nip the problem.
Wow. Awesome. Well, thank you, Dr. Ochukwu. Wow, it's good to have you on the show today. And thank you for those salient points that you made. And I mean, anyone listening should already know what to do and what to look out for to avoid issues around kidney. Because I don't think there's a cure. Is there a cure for kidney failure yet?
Oh, well, there's kidney transplants, but you don't want to get there. You don't hope to get there because that, like, for you to get someone to donate their kidney is rare. Some people can be on the waiting list for up to a year or more. And sometimes some people might not make it that long because your body is being filled with toxins. So while you're waiting for your kidney, there's something we do called dialysis. Okay. So dialysis can help. It's like using an external kidney that's like is a machine. So the pass is even a stressful process. So they have to pass all the blood in your body, they pass it through the machine and back into your system, which is what your kidney is supposed to be doing for, just filtering the blood. So they have to take your blood externally through the machine, to filter the toxins. So dialysis can help prolong life, even though it's quite expensive and stressful. But we pray not to get there, which is why you have to work on your kidneys. Because even with dialysis, sometimes it might not be as effective as the kidney working itself, and people still don't survive sometimes. But yes, there's treatment, which is dialysis and kidney transplant.
Wow. We don't hope to get to that extent, please. The thought of it is even scary.
Amen.
Scary, my God. Oh, my God. So before we wrap it all up, so I did promise that at the end of the episode, you will tell us how to contact Health Tracker. So how do we get in touch with Health Tracker? Is there a phone number? Is there a website? Is there something that people could get in touch with to reach Health Tracker?
So we have an active website. You just go on www.healthtracker.com.
Okay.
So you just type that, and the website is very, very explanatory and straightforward. So once you're on the website, you see a phone number up there popping up in case you need help or questions. There's a phone number on top. We have health text categories. So maybe you just open, you can see if you're a man. We have men categories, different test packages for men, for women. We do COVID testing too. We have general health checkup for domestic staff, pre-wedding tests, heart health, you know, different packages. We even recently had the PCOS test for women that we launched recently, which is really amazing. Yeah. So like your website is very, very straightforward. And if you're having any problem with your test booking, you can always click on the WhatsApp icon on the website and it will take you straight to someone who will help you with your booking.
Awesome. All right. Okay, Dr. Otshuko, thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you to Health Tracker for this amazing partnership. So I brought this episode to everyone today. All right, this is where we call it a day, everyone. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. And God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.